So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land this podcast was recorded on, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land.
So Dramatic Daily. Your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news.
Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, we have found out how the MAFS producers choose wedding guests, and yep, there's quite an art to it. Married at First Sight's Jack Dunkley has explained his questionable facial hair choices, i.e. that very bizarre style of moustache. And speaking of Jack, his wife Tori Adams has played devil's advocate in a radio interview about his fucked whale comment. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. We have found out exactly how Married at First Sight producers choose the wedding guest, and nope, they are not selected at random. From Tim Corwell's best man's speech, two words, rancid chicken, to Ellie Dix's rogue cousin, it is safe to say that this year's MAFS weddings were nothing short of chaos. Speaking to Yahoo Lifestyle, 2023 bride Janelle Han, whose brother stole the show at her wedding, revealed that all of the guests must be approved beforehand with a focus on who will bring the most drama. She said, "When I gave my list of people that I wanted to attend my wedding, I also had to put down my relationship with them and how long I've known them for. The producers called up all my bridesmaids and immediate family to ask about the other guests." Now, Janelle added that producers wanted to know who is the biggest loudmouth and who's the one that's most likely to speak up. She explained, "And the people that got mentioned the most were the only people that got mic'd up. So my brothers were mic'd up, my maid of honor was mic'd up, and my parents, because they were the ones that were going to be saying the most TV-worthy things." And I've got to admit, those TV producers are absolute geniuses. Married at First Sight's Jack Dunkley has explained what the hell is up with his weird facial hair. Throughout the season, many fans have taken to social media to question why Jack has a slither of hair missing on top of his moustache. One Reddit user asked, "What's with his half-shaved, horizontally bizarre stache?" And thankfully, the personal trainer has kind of debunked the mystery about his odd facial hair. In a TikTok posted by Lash and Brow Bar Glam Studios, Jack explained, "It's annoyed someone I used to date, so I just kept growing it like that." And logic has officially left the chat. However, he did reveal that he's now growing a normal moustache because of the comments made by the public. And you're welcome, Jack. We are glad to be of service. Speaking of Jack, his MAFS wife Tori Adams has seemingly defended his body-shaming comments that were aired on the show last week. As first reported by So Dramatic and subsequently revealed during last week's episodes of MAFS, Jack alluded to Tristan Black and Timothy Smith as being whales whilst they were lounging by the pool during the couple's retreat. While a Gold Coast-based personal trainer brushed it off as a joke, Tori said that she was deeply disappointed in his commentary. However, she seemingly backtracked on her opinion of the drama, according to a recent radio interview. Appearing on Hit Queensland's Bronte and Lakey for Breakfast, Tori said that her husband obviously has a really big target on his back. She alleged, "I wasn't there when he said the whale comment, but from what I've heard, when that comment was made to the people that were around the pool, there was a big barrel of laughter." She also suggested the participants who claimed to have heard Jack's comments were lying. She said, "The people saying that they were there when he said it weren't actually there. They weren't even at the pool at the time. They were inside." She then added that she thinks people's memories are quite fuzzy, she said. "And like I said, when someone's got a target on their back, their memories all of a sudden come back and they can recall what was said, when it was said, and who it was said to. And I think something's definitely fuzzy, but I'm not sure it's her co-star's memories." That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. If you would like even more piping hot tea, head straight over to our website, sodramaticonline.com, or click the links in the show notes to find us on social media. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place, next episode. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards.
So Dramatic Daily.